Yesterday, we heard about the Strong Women, Strong Business Conference in Adelaide, where 180 Indigenous businesswomen are networking this week. Today, we hear from two young entrepreneurs at the conference. The Wire's Rachel McDonald has the report.
It's so inspiring and moving to be surrounded by, like, such powerful women. You know that they're out there and we're doing amazing stuff individually, but just to have all that energy in one room together just reinforces the importance of what we're trying to do for community.
That's Jessica Johnson, one of the 180 women in Adelaide for the Strong Women, Strong Business Conference this week. She spoke to me about the business she's developing in Sydney.
I'm a designer by trade. I own a small business, Nangala Creative. It's like creative communication, so we do like brands or document layout, motion design, social media solutions. Yeah, so that's me in a nutshell. My background is I worked in media for 6 years and the public service, and I've just recently taken like the leap of faith and, you know, giving small business a go.
And so does your business have a really strong Indigenous focus? Is it sort of Indigenous staff?
Yeah, it's Indigenous facing. So I subcontract people for each specific project. And yeah, we kind of specialise in promoting campaigns or initiatives to New South Wales Indigenous people, Koori people.
Jessica's joined by Leandra Gekamongu, who's raising the profile of Indigenous art through fashion.
I am designing and creating my own swimwear line that is solely inspired by Indigenous art onto what will be a high-end swimwear line.
With the Indigenous art, are you sort of sourcing that from artists, or is it more art within your own business?
At the moment, it is art within my own business, but the goal is to be able to reach and tap into artists from around Australia to hopefully get that, and I'm hoping to use some of Jessica's skills to put that onto the fabrics, and so that can be something that is solely Indigenous owned but also with Indigenous artists and those stories. So non-Indigenous people can tap into Indigenous culture through fashion.
Is it important that Indigenous art is all coming from Indigenous people?
Without a doubt, because then, I mean, it's not authentic for starters, but Indigenous art is how we share our culture, is how we share stories, well, one way that we do that. And so if we have non-Indigenous people doing that, it then no longer is our stories, it's no longer our culture, and that's what makes, well, is a part of what makes us unique.
Is there a problem at the moment with perhaps souvenirs being inauthentic art?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can walk down any gift shop in Sydney and pick up, you know, something that looks to be Aboriginal made, but you can turn it over and it's made in China or Indonesia. And I think that's a real problem because, one, it's not authentic. It is not true to who we are and what we're trying to sell or even promote as Aboriginal people, and it's just not right.
So how did you find out about this particular forum and what brought you here?
I actually was recommended through a friend who was just like, this seems relevant to you and a few of my other friends. I was the only one that followed through with the application though, and I was stoked to be successful. Every speaker, like, it comes back down to culture and community, and it's like sometimes you can perceive small business as a selfish or self-driven agenda, but it like has that sort of trickle effect. You know that you're like, you're inspiring others and you're making change, and you know, economic independence is sort of where like the big differences are going to be.
Now, you're both young entrepreneurs. How important has it been to sort of hear from older, potentially pioneers in Indigenous business?
At least for me, it makes it okay that the road is allowed to be bumpy. You're allowed to make mistakes. From the women that I've spoken to just in the last couple of hours, I get a real sense of sisterhood, even though a lot of the women are older than I am. You know, I'm a young mum, so I look for guidance there. I worry, you know, am I doing the wrong thing by being away from my family? Is it okay to be away from my family? And just hearing the stories from the other women here, I really think that, you know what, no, I am doing a good thing. Like Jessica said, you know, you do feel a little bit selfish, but you know that you're doing it for unselfish reasons. And I think that is something that I'm really taken away from, at least just these last couple of hours. It's been information overload, and so much inspiration has been gifted to me just in, yeah, the last evening.
So what kind of things have been discussed so far in this conference?
Just totally out of my zone. Mining. a lot of mining contracts. Yeah, I don't even know what people are talking about half the time, but I'm inspired by like their entrepreneurialism and their ambitious ways and how they speak about juggling those multiple aspects in their life and getting it done and just being driven and focused. And like, even though it's an industry that I can't relate to, it's, you know, the stories are familiar.
So it's something that you can translate into your own experience.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jessica Johnson, young Wambaya Warramunga entrepreneur, finishing that report by The Wire's Rachel McDonald. She continues to attend the Strong Women, Strong Business Conference in Adelaide this week.